We are learning Maseches Ksuvos Daf Kuftesam Beis, and we're starting the Mishnah on bottom of Daf Kuftesam Aleph, and we are going to now the fourth case of Admon, the fourth halacha of the Admon Paskin. Ha'ira al Asada. Someone is Ma'ira Asada. We have to give names for this. We have here Reuven and Shimon and Levi. Levi has a field. Reuven holds that Levi's field is mine, really. So he's, and Maisa, what happened was, Levi pulls up a star that Levi actually sold his field afterwards to Shimon. And you know who's one of the eight of them on the star? Reuven himself. Reuven himself is the eight on the star. They sold it to Shimon. So Levi says, you've been on that field that I stole from you? You signed on it when I sold it to Shimon. So Ari al Sadav, who chasim alayah ba'eid? Admin Omer has sheni noyak lev rishin kashem menu. Admin says that it's not a raya. I signed it, you're right. You know why I signed it? Because you're a shver of Aldava, you Levi. I'm not going to get anywhere with you. I figure, given Shimon's hand, I'll be able to get it fast out of his hand. That's why I wanted to do that. And therefore, it's not a raya that I signed in it. That's what Admin says. He lost his chus. You signed off in it, he lost his chus. That means you agreed that it belongs to Levi. Also, similar achar, ibres chusai. If you made a similar achar, lekuliyam ibres chusai. What does that mean? In a different case, where a case where that field that you ma'ir on was sold to someone, and that field that Levi was holding on to was used as a border when a different field was sold. The field next door to that contested field was sold. And on that the field next door, it says the borders. It says one of them is bordering Levi's field. And Reuven signs on that. Then it read he lost his chus. Because what's Reuven signing on this star that says that it's next to Levi's field? Don't tell me it's easier. You could have been Meicha right then. Why are you signing it? Obviously, you agree that that is Levi's field. So there, Ibris chus kulama. So the first case is where he's selling it to someone else. He says that guy's easier. That's Machoikis. Now, what comes out here, we pass like a chamim, right? Even in that case, it's called losing his chus. We don't really believe Admin's tain of Hasheni Noyach Levishin Kashem Enu. Tosus actually points out from a Gemara Bar Basra that there we see we do use that taina. So he says, here is worse. The bottom line of Admin, Tosus Masal Admin says, Hachle Hoyle Lachsoim, Vashes Dova Nira Hida, Mashum Nechus Hasheni. This is, you know, there's different levels. You're right, it's easier. But to sign something already, that's a new level already. And that's why our bottom hold, Ibrahim Chusa. This halach of Ibrahim Chusay for Rabbanon, and in the last case, the Kuliyam Ibrahim Chusay, it's only an aid who's signing. Aval Dayin, if you find a Dayin who made a Kiyam Shtaros on one of his Tavistaros, lo Ibrahim Chusay. What's the reason? Ton Rav Chia, any aid M'chayis Ma'al Shtarim Kim Karo. You can't sign a star unless you read it. So you read the star and you signed off on it. Obviously, you don't care about this field too much. It's not your field. Aval Dayonim, the halach is, the Yonim can make Kiyam Shtaros, even though they didn't read the actual star. All they are signing off on is that these two Eidim who signed in it are correct and not forged. That's all. You don't have to read the star. Therefore, it's no right. Talk to Maravite. It's in the Mishnah also Simon Lacha. If you made a Simon as one of the borders, the Lach is then you gave up Yischusim. The way Rashi learns, it means like this. That's only if he's selling it to someone else. He's selling the field next door to someone else. But if the field, Levi, but if Levi's selling you the field next door to the contested field to you, so then Levi has your contested field, and he also owns his own field that he has from his Alta Zayda. He's selling that field to you, Reuven, and he put on the star the one next to Levi's field. And there, the loch is, Loi Ibedes Chusay. There you did not lose your chus, even though you were not Meicha. Because even though you accepted the star and you were not Meicha, you're not Meicha, you accept the star. You didn't say anything. So it's not a raya. Why? If I didn't let him get away with this, he wouldn't sell it to me. So what am I going to do? I should have been Meicha in front of the Edom and say, by the way, you're writing, we're all starting the star. I'm agreeing to the star. And it says next to him, I didn't say anything. But really, it's mine. If he would have said that, he would have found out about it also. Chavra, chavra, islay. V'chavra, the chavra, chavra, islay. Also, he would have found out about it. And therefore, he has a right to say the lo ibris chusay. That's how Rashi learns the case. Tais learns a little different case. It learns a little different that there the ma'arer sold one of his fields to the muchzik, and there he wrote on the field it's next door to Levi. So there also the same type of idea. He doesn't want to make a machal. He's not going to be able to sell it. And he wants to be able to sell it to Levi because he needs money, right? Tais says same type of idea. When you have a reason why not being meicha, it's not called ibris chusay. Talk about our story. This is a case where someone did a mess up. He was ma'ir on it, but lemaisa he signed on a star that said it was bordering Levi's field. That's he signed it, and then he died. He died. Who the also similar error v'shachav? He made an error. He signed it. He made an error, and he died. Now, just get the picture of this whole error. The error, the case over here is Levi is sitting on the field. He's a muchzik. He has no eidim that's his field. He has eidim that's his field. The error is on, and Reuven is being ma'ar on it. So the way we got Reuven is that you signed it. It's basically being moida.
When did the error happen?
What?
When did the error happen?
After he signed it. Okay. After he signed it, so he said, "Look, we have documentation that you don't care about this. This case, that's usually why error does not work. It does not work. Here, the case was he actually died afterwards. He died. His apotropos was a smart man, and the apotropos came. V'shachli died. Ukam apotropos. There was apotropos taking care of the estate. Also, apotropos came out of Abaya, and he said, you know, that's really our field. That field. Amalei asah simulachi v'eschusay. What do you mean? The owner, you know, your boss." Who's dead now? He signed off on this, and he lost his chos. Omar, you have a vuyin dias v'kaime. If he would have been alive, he had a taina. He could taina like this. Ha'atom v'Omar, tell him echlas yisalach. You're right. There is one row that I sold to Levi. The row that's bordering this field, and that's why I wrote bordering this field because Hidaka has one row. So you're right. One row you keep. Omalei shapik amris. You know, you taina good. Omar v'yechanon. Imtom v'Omar, tell him echlas yisalach. If you taina that, naman, you're naman. Yenemah. And the reason why Yenemah is like we put it down really. Levi has no right to really, there's no riots is. The whole riots is from the shtar. Okay, I explained your shtar now. So Zil Havle, Mias, tell him Echad. They said, okay, told Avachavas, Lali Kiki, give him back the tell him. Now that row happened to be a very valuable row. Havala Richma the Dikli. There was a fence made out of the column tree. It means there's a long line of the column tree. Every decal tree to take down costs 4,000. Imagine what to put it up. It's an expensive thing, a decal tree. It's very expensive. And therefore, he said, "I know he didn't want to give it up either." Apachapas is a good apachapas. This guy, Amalei, you have avuin the asve kaima, have a tom mama chazar to kach demendi. You would have tied it. I bought it back from him. You, Amalei, shapik amis. Don't yechlem a tom if tied mama chazar to kach demendi. I bought it back for you. Neman, you neman. And Rashi says, "Why you neman?" So Rashi says, "Because a pesha osa." The whole way we know that it belongs to Levi is because he was moida b'shtar. He was signed it off. He himself is saying, "Yeah, I do. I bought it back." So it's pesha osa. Taisa is not like the pshat, because Taisa says those things are pesha aser la'achazman. Pesha aser has to be immediate. You can't be masking now and later on do it. And therefore Taisa didn't pshat. He says, you could say it's a shtar's mezuyah. If it wasn't mekuyim there, he has a migu mezuyah. Taisa didn't mahalach. But you have an emun here to say, you brought it back. Went to Rashi, that's pesha aser. And the Gemara ends off, Amabai, high mind the mukum of a chop, nukum kahai, the odla fuchim, excuse the yasme. If you're ever pointing an agent take care of your estate, get a guy like this. This guy knows what a taina is a good taina, knows the sugi good, and use him. What?
Why did you need the first time to go straight to the second taina?
Why did you could have gone straight to the second taina, but I guess he didn't think of it until he had to. Push comes to shove. And the Gemara is bringing it down to show you both these tainas are good, whatever it is, you know. Also, you know, the guy doesn't want to lie either. I don't exactly, you know, exactly what's going on here, but it's both are true tainas, and you're right. You go to you can take the kach taina right back, 100%. Masking. Zok the Mishtavaita. Now I want to go to the fifth case of Admin. Misha Halak la Medina Sayam. Someone went away on a trip, and when he comes back, he sees that he had a field in between four, he was surrounded by four different fields, and the way he got into this field, by a walk, he had a road. He had a road through one of the fields. And when he came back, it was gone. Everything was rice. Everything was rice patches. Nothing. So, of the Derech Sadeu, Admin says, Herzachayim, I have a road here. So I'm going to take the shortest way. You know, I don't want the most property, the shortest property. I have a road here. I'm taking it. We'll see. The Gemara will talk about it. Chama says, you know, basically go fly a kite. The Olam tells you, either you pay fit, you buy yourself a road, or fly in the air. Literally, go fly a kite. That's what it says. Zok Tumar, what's going on over here? My time of Rabbanon. Shapik Kama Admin. Admin is kind of good. You know, I have a derech here. Okay, give me the smallest one. There was four different people on four different sides. So each guy says, yeah, your road is another guy. Not my, I'm not doing me, it was by him. And each pushed the other guy the next one. That's why he can't do it. So Frank Timar, what's an Admin? My time with the Admin. Rav is explained like this. If it's four people, four owners coming from four different owners before that, or if I bought also koy echad, even four owners, but they came from one. Kremel pligi the matzav adchlei. The zichik the matzav adchlei. Even though by the first one, you know, he could have had a tiny, but now it's four different owners. He's saying, well, it's part of the guy. I'm telling you, it's part of the guys. They all could be pushing. And kuliyam, it's not machlekes. What's the machlekes? Ki pligi echad also koy echad ba. One guy owns all four now. So admi, but they got it from four different people. So Admin saw I'm a komok of darkest gavach. Admin says, "Herzachain, all four are yours now. I own a road in your field. Nothing to talk about. Give me a road." Ravonan Savri, the Ravonan says like this: "Ish shas kashaski." Tell the guy like this. I'm going to tell you Rashi's pshat, then we'll tell you the kash on it. So Rashi says like this: You tell the guy like this: "Ish shas kashaski." If you're quiet and you take it for a good deal, I give it to you for a good deal. Good. The law: If you're not quiet, my darner star levarayu, I'll return all the stars to the back of the four owners. They get nothing. You get nothing. But the matzah study dina by day. You're not going to be able to have any tiny of them. And if you want to buy, you're going to have to pay big money then. So Rashi says, what? Rashi says like this: If you're quiet and take the price I'm giving you now a good price. Good. If you're not going to be quiet and you're still going to make a thing a fuss that it's yours, what I'm going to do is give back the stars to the four guys, and then you're going to have no tiny whatsoever, and then you have to pay whatever price they name. When a piece of real estate is no way, no, I can charge anything I want. So
why did they give him a good price?
What?
Why did they give him a good price?
Doesn't give him a good price? What? No, because right now the way it is, I can tell you, I sure have a road by you. I have a road by you. I have it. And vice versa. See, that's the tiny can say back. So that's the Rabbanon Taina. Admin says, they says, become of darkness, I might have a robe by you. Rabbanon say, I can say, play a little hardball with you. I'm saying that Lamaisa, I have this option if I can make you pay for some fit. Now, Tais is like Rashi's chat. Because what was Rabbanon's Taina? Rabbanon's Taina was, Yiknu Derek, but Meya Mono, if it were Meya Mono sounds like an extraordinary amount, crazy amount. So it sounds like I didn't tell him to give you a good price. So that's Tais's Kasha Rashi. So Tosis said them shah. Tosis says that gives you pasha the koyecha taina. Since I could give back the stars, Tosis must be a chiddush. So since I give back the stars to the four guys, I have their taina and I can do whatever I want. That's what Tosis says. So what's the answer to the Rashi? So the answer to Rashi is that taina is a taina they could say. Rabbanon said like this: If you're quiet, I'll give you a good price. If not, I'm returning it then, and they'll tell you mei amano yifrich bab. That's the Shulchan Aruch answers. Okay, that's what Chayes Admoin here and the Rabbanon. Zogt Gemara, who domal dikla lebras? A guy was nifter, and he said in his will that the dekel tree goes to his daughter. So the Yisraelim went ahead, and they didn't care about it. Also, he asked me, Paul Gnich said, they split up, everyone got their chelik. Le'yavah dikla, didn't give a dekel. So now she came, so where's my dekel? So it's like our Mishnah, where each guy says, what do you mean, dekel by me? It's by that guy. And Rashi says, "Hainu masisim the ozlo gabe kol chad v'chad motzi matchli." You push away kirabana. Rashi says, "Kirabana." Right to the kasha bothered me very much. Kirabana. B'chare kuliyama. When you have four people, the kuliyama you can push every guy. So I said, "Shasha the kasha." Doesn't answer. But that was only, I guess only a half minute, so he's not so worried about it. So it's my hainu masisim amalei abaya. It's not doing with the Mishnah. Why? Me dami hosom kol chad v'chad motzi matchli. What?
Who says kirabana?
Rashi. Rashi says, "Hainu masisim." So Amalei Abaya Midami, it's not a dimi mechlal. Hasam kol chavah matzim atchlei. There, everyone can push you off. Hacha dikla gabayahu. It's no dimyan. Over there, every guy says your derech's on the other side. Here, by the dekel, it's not in a certain side. There was a dekel. All the nechassim were all one, and they were meshuba to this dekel. They're all equally meshuba to this dekel. There's no way I can say, oh, it's in that guy's. The father didn't give his dekel a certain property to say it's in that guy's property. Here is no taina. The Yisraelim can't say it's in Yana's property. It's the same equal shiva in all four properties of all the kids, all the children, and therefore there's no taina whatsoever. There's no matzimatkle there. Midami hasam kol chavacha matzimatkle, because they can say your road. You know where it was? It was on the other side. Here, what are you telling her? Your dekel was on the other side. Your dekel was never given to you yet. The father promised from the estate the dekel, and the estate is still chayiv the dekel. The estate is chayiv the dekel equally.
Wasn't specific
dekel. It was a dekel. And therefore, maita kainto, what do you do? Leisle dikla, you give her a dekel, v'led v'led v'gereshin. And they go split again, all the possessions, because they have to give her a dekel. Another story, hud amalu dikla labras. The guy said, here's a dekel labras. Shachav he died, v'shafik trey paga dikli. He left a whole field of dekels, dekel tree, palm trees, but he had two of them that he had a shutvas in it. So basically, owned half of them. So they wanted to give away these two halves as one because always a shutuf is always a pain in the neck. Let the daughter deal with the shutuf. Yosef Rav Ashi v'ka kashle. Mi karu inchi, he wasn't sure. Mi karu inchi l'trei palagi dikli dikla oiloi. Do you call two halves one or not? Two halves dekla one or not? Only Rav Mardchil Rav Ashi, hochi yom ha'avim ha'agrun yom ha'shmei d'rova. Karu inish l'trei palagi dikli dikla. You could call two halves a dekla, and therefore, when he said dekla, you could be mekayim that tzavo, the Shechivim Rabbi giving the two shutvus dekla dekals to the daughter.